We are helping out Hits 96 listener Sarah right now. For the last 4 years, Sarah has been pretending that she's in this relationship. She's actually gone so far to Photoshop pictures of them together, but now there's a new guy that has started to work there. She shows interest. She's liking him. She thinks that, you know, there could be something there. So how does she get rid of the fake relationship that all the coworkers know about? I mean, the whole situation's wild. So what do you think?
It is wild, and it's kind of comical at the same time,
yes.
But Sarah, I'm going to try to help you out here the best I possibly can, but I real quickly, before I dive into this, I just want to talk about how when we look around at other people who are at certain milestones in their life, maybe they're having kids, getting married, engaged, buying houses, all these types of things, conversations are about those types of experiences, and you're not at that stage, you can often look at yourself as though you're not making right moves, you're not on the right path, you're not doing things in life correctly. But you have to be completely honest with yourself, and you have to understand that everybody's life journey is completely different and completely unique to yourself. Looking around at other people who are doing things that maybe you actually do want to achieve, and almost looking at that with some type of jealousy or making you feel almost inadequate will have you doing some of the worst and kind of craziest things. And that's kind of what's happened here. And this, everybody, is the dangers of not owning your own journey. When you look around and you're comparing yourself to everybody else, like, it's going to steal your joy. You know, we've seen like women buy themselves flowers on Valentine's Day at their work and stuff like that. So it arrives and it makes it look like they've got a relationship going on. Please stop doing that. Please stop looking around at other people for benchmarks of success. Your life is unique to yourself. You need to own that. You need to love that. You need to love your life. Now, here comes the advice on how do you actually get out of this situation? Okay, I kind of can't believe I'm even going to do this, but since you're leaned all the way in, I'm going to help you lean all the way back out. You need to mourn the relationship. You need to act as though that the relationship actually came to an end and maybe mention to a person or two, hey, I'd like to go out and get a drink. Well, what's going on? Me and Clyde, we broke up. And so I'm just trying to, like, you know, spread my wings a little bit. But in terms of the rebound, I'm doing air quotes here, the rebound of the relationship, how long to wait to talk to this new guy? If it's a 4-year relationship, gosh, I can't even believe I'm saying it like this. If it's a 4-year relationship, I'd say wait at least 3 months for everybody to know that you're completely done with this. But also, you've leaned into this so hard, I think there's a party that probably believes it. So you need to accept it for a solid 3 months. This relationship does not exist.
In your expert advice, should she do this whether or not it works with this new
period.
Guy?
Period.
Just period,
this
right?
Relationship
like
needs
this
to end.
This has gone a long time.
This fantasy, this charade needs to stop. It's not healthy for you. You're actually like putting your life on pause. The fact that you haven't gone on any dates in 4 years, maybe because of this, is in my opinion, one of the most tragic things I've heard in my coaching career. Mm. Putting your life on hold because you needed to feel adequate to those around you is tragic. It truly is. Like, that could actually be your life, but you're too busy playing fairy tale land. You gotta stop, you gotta let this relationship die before you even think about the new guy at work. So kill that relationship, come back to reality, and if you need any support with that, like, and I say this with true sincerity, reach out to me directly because I'd like to guide you through this because I know it's not going to be easy.
I like that. All right. Thank you, Sarah, for writing in. You out there listening, if you have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, that's G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. You can be anonymous as you like and try to get you some advice as well. And of course, you can go to BrockOlson.com to see everything that Brock offers when it comes to dating advice and matchmaking and so much more. Brock, thanks for the time. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.